This is Jordan Secchio. Today on J Secchio Live, AOC, Congresswoman Cortez, compares U.S. detention facilities on the southern border with Mexico to Nazi concentration camps.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Secchio Live.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
What is extraordinarily disturbing is Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, as she is known by her acronym. The fact that she will take to Instagram Live in this casual way, but to thousands upon thousands of people, it makes national news, and compare U.S. detention facilities at our southern border to Nazi concentration camps. And I say Nazi because, yes, there are other countries that have used concentration camps. There are countries who currently today use forms of concentration camps. Because she invoked in her comments a phrase used by Jews around the world to say that this will never happen again. The phrase is never again. When you say that, it directly refers to not generally concentration camps, but Nazi concentration camps, which led to the Holocaust and the death and the murder of 6 million plus Jews in Central and Eastern Europe. And let me play that sound, because when she invokes that, she is comparing your country, the United States of America, to Nazi Germany, and that what we are doing is like a Holocaust of the Jews in Germany between 1939 and 1945. Take a listen. She specifically invokes those terms to tell that message.
Okay, whatever. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something.
Never again means something. It does mean something. It means never again will there be a mass extermination of people while free people are watching. But it means something even more unique. It for Jewish people, it means we will never allow this to happen to our community again. So we will establish the state of Israel. We will establish the Israeli Defense Forces. But to compare our country to this, and then she goes further. She goes and says that we have a fascist president. So she's taking every step possible to compare us to Nazis. I mean, it's the worst comparison always to make. You cannot go anything more extreme than comparing our leaders or our policies to Nazis and to what the Nazis did in the Holocaust, and specifically to the concentration camps they run. But what is unique is that then Republicans want to send more beds, more aid. They want to send more help to those facilities, and they're not asking for money for the border wall in this bill, and Democrats won't support more aid to improve the facilities on the border.
It's an outlandish comparison to begin with, Jordan, but the idea that these are concentration camps on our southern border, it's not an ideal situation. And Senate Republicans and the president are trying to send $3.3 billion in humanitarian aid, not a dollar for the wall, Jordan. That's a debate that is ongoing, as well as about $1.1 billion for additional detention beds to make that situation better for the people who are in limbo there. Yet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it's concentration camps, while Democrats in Washington, D.C., Jordan, they're standing in the way of making that situation better. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, and President Trump's got a plan. We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll take your phone calls as well. As he announced, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we're both here live in Washington, D.C., the president tweeted last night, next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the U.S. These are illegal aliens who have gone through the full due process, adjudication, and found to be illegally here. So their cases are over. They should be deported. And ICE is coming after them. And he announced it. We'll talk about it. We come back. Take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
How bad is our country? Well, take a listen. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. People know her as AOC. How horrible is our country? She did this last night on Instagram Live, kind of like how you, some of you watch on Facebook and Periscope. And in this casual way, announced that, well, this is what our president's really like. Not that I disagree with his policies. Not that I think Democrats should be elected or even Democrat socialists should be elected. But this is this is who the president is and his supporters are. So many of you, you're also this, and where our country will remain if he is reelected, which I believe is very likely to occur. Take a listen.
A presidency that creates concentration camps is fascist. And it's very difficult to say that because it is very difficult to accept the fact that that is how bad things have gotten. But that is how bad things have gotten.
Okay. Always, these folks need to open up a history. I mean, on many different fronts here, on the Nazi comparison, on the never again, use of the phrase never again. But also on these detention facilities. Donald Trump didn't build these. These were not, like, created by Donald Trump's presidency in the last 2 years, 2.5 years. These have been long-term facilities that need actually more help, that need to be improved. The president has said they need more beds. They need better aid down there. They need more resources. So give them more resources. Let's deal with the humanitarian crisis. Than what have Democrats answered? Even when they have said, fine, take out the funding for the border wall. Just give us more beds so that the facilities are better. Let's improve the facilities. Let's increase the aid that's available there as well to the people. And the Democrats say,
they say no, Jordan. I mean, that exact conversation is taking place on Capitol Hill just steps from where we are exactly as we speak. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are willing to take the funding for the wall out of this package for now, have that conversation later, and just have a conversation on what everybody should agree on. There are people that are hungry at the border. We should be able to send $3.3 billion to make sure that they are fed. There are people without beds at the border because they need a place to stay. And like you said, Jordan, the detention centers are full. This would be another $1.1 billion to make sure that everyone has a bed while they're in detention. Jordan, Senate Democrats and House Democrats, too, because quite frankly, Senate Democrats are taking orders from Speaker Pelosi, who I believe is taking orders from AOC, Jordan. I think that's how the cycle of power works in Washington, D.C. They are saying no. no. You know why they're saying no, Jordan? Because if the president deports those who are fully adjudicated and sends humanitarian aid down to the border, the situation will improve and the president will get credit. That is the only thing that Democrats in Washington, D.C. care about right now.
I mean, think about this. They're going to have a debate next week, the Democrats, you know, two nights. They've already said that they're against the deportation that the president has announced. Now, these are people who aren't just like starting out their process illegal. Okay, they went through the whole adjudication. They went through the whole immigration court. Their case was final. They have no more rights of appeal. And they were determined to be here illegally and eligible for deportation. And what happened? They didn't arrive when they were supposed to be deported. Surprise, surprise. So ICE is going to begin a major program next week to deport these individuals. These aren't random illegal immigrants. These are people who are on notice. They went through the process. So they didn't like come into the country and then disappear. They showed up at courts, got through the adjudication, lost, were determined not to be here legally, not to have a right to remain under any provisions of the immigration law, and thus eligible for deportation, scheduled to be deported, and then didn't show up. And the Democrats are opposed to that. The Democrats are opposed to adding more beds to the detention facilities on our southern borders. But yet they will compare them to Nazi concentration camps. But they will not send more beds there. They will not send more humanitarian aid to those facilities to, again, improve them. But they will compare them to Nazi concentration camps. They will also not support actual border security. We, of course, know that. They're not funding the wall. They're not funding the barrier. In fact, they file lawsuits to try and prevent the president from building any new structures or even improving on existing structures and rebuilding those that were already in place and fixing existing structures. So they are the party of no when it comes to securing our country and also to dealing with a humanitarian crisis, which in my mind is a dark spot on our country. It is embarrassing. But what we're allowing and then empowering is this radical leftist commentary coming out of folks like AOC to compare us to the Nazis, to those of us who support President Trump and his policies and who support more beds at the border facilities, more humanitarian aid, more judges to adjudicate the processes more quickly. I want to go right to the phones. Robert in Maryland. On line one, Robert, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Yeah, I just wanted to say the statements by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are completely irresponsible and ridiculous on their face. When you talk about beds and so forth at detention facilities that are related to immigration courts and enforcement of immigration law are places where people are taken that have been caught, that have been in this country illegally, and like you said, gone through the process of complete adjudication. And you don't send additional money for beds and for food and so forth for detention facilities, if they were concentration camps. Concentration camps, on the other hand, were developed and created by the Nazi Party for the eventual slave labor and extermination of the Jewish people simply because they were Jewish. To compare the two is completely ridiculous, absurd, and makes no sense whatsoever. And it's completely irresponsible for anyone to say something like that, you know.
You know, and it's not just my outrage. I was really impressed this morning by Bill Hemmer, who's a host on Fox News, a very fair host on Fox News. And usually, you know, he kind of asks the questions, but he's not out there just, you know, fully commenting on politics. He's asking the questions, pretty fair and balanced, I would say, for most folks. But he had really had it with this statement. And it's one of the reasons we're talking about it today was his reaction. When I was watching it, as I was preparing for the show, take a listen. This is Bill Hemmer on Fox News, a host, not a guest on Fox News, a host on Fox News this morning responding to AOC.
She used the extermination of 6 million people. She used the phrase who are concerned enough with humanity disgusting. To say that never again means something. Has she ever been to Yad Vashem in disgusting. Jerusalem or Auschwitz-Birkenau in southern Poland or Dachau in Germany? Never again is the phrase that Jews all over the world use to make sure that the extermination between 1939 and 1945 never happens again. And she's using concentration camps to describe what's happening on the southern border. How in the world is that acceptable? Does she not owe every Jew on this planet an apology?
I mean, that is strong words from Bill Himmerthan. I mean, to have a Fox News host, a morning show host, say that a member of Congress needs to apologize to every Jew on this planet, not just American Jews, not just Israelis, but to every Jew, because she equated what America is doing on our southern border to Nazi concentration camps, which were created so that the final solution of the Nazis, which was ultimately the Holocaust and the extermination of the Jewish people, which, by the way, they were not fully exterminated, but 6 million were killed.
Jordan, he's just simply correct. I mean, this is not a right and left issue. It's not a conservative liberal issue. This is simply an issue of a moral right and a moral wrong. Bill Himmer is factually correct. He's morally correct. And I'm glad that he reprimanded the congressman. I would just make a couple of points here, though, Jordan. The first one is a policy one. Of course, this is terrible policy to not provide aid to those who are working through the adjudication process, or then to oppose the deportation of those who have been through that process and have been deemed eligible for deportation. But, Jordan, I think the political one is going to backfire on them as well. Look, I think Americans of all political stripes believe two things. I think they believe that the border should be secured, and I think they believe that people who are in a humanitarian crisis during that interim period, Jordan, that they should be cared for. That is the proposal that is moving through Congress right now, and Democrats in Washington, D.C. are blocking it. Look, the policy is the most important point, but as we head towards 2020, this is not going to play politically for the Democrats.
No, this is very dangerous. I mean, again, if you are a Democrat that's going to be on stage next week, I'd say it's a fair question. I don't think that Chuck Todd or Rachel Maddow will ask it, but it would definitely be provocative to say, do they agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that our detention facilities, which most of them have cast votes to fund before and pay for, that they paid for and voted for our concentration camps like the Nazis ran? Will they ask that? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I think that, again, it all ties in together. The president announces this massive deportation plan of people who have fully been adjudicated and are determined to be illegally here in the U.S. by our courts. They have no more rights of appeal. That begins next week. AOC compares the U.S. detention facilities to Nazi concentration camps and invokes never again. You got Bill Himmer on Fox News saying she should apologize to every Jew everywhere in the world for what she did last night. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And let's not forget the president kicking off his campaign tonight with a massive rally. And I think this is what is upsetting Democrats today so much. Even over the last 24 hours, showing the footage of how many people were coming together in Orlando for that rally. It's a reminder of what's coming at them yet again in 2020. And the amount of American people who are just sick and tired of this junk, like calling us Nazis, calling us murderers and fascists, and calling our president a fascist. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Listen, there, we'll be monitoring it. Guys, we may want to cut to it with Secretary of State Pompeo is planning a news conference on Iran after his briefing with military leaders in the next few minutes. So if that stays on time, we may want to cut to some of that briefing in light of the fact that 1,000 additional troops were authorized by the president to be sent to the Middle East. And that's been pretty confirmed that these are all to support the growing number of troops there to defend. The U.S. has said to defend against Iranian aggression, like we've seen with their attacks on the shipping, which we covered yesterday on the broadcast, the attacks on the oil pipeline. So we will again watch closely for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to brief the country live after his meeting with military leaders. But let me play for you. Let me reset it for you. This is a member of Congress. Yes, a leftist. But comparing our border detention facilities on the southern border with Mexico to Nazi concentration camps. Take a listen.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
She then goes on and invokes a phrase, which is only about one thing. It's about the Jews killed during the Holocaust. And the phrase is never again. And it is why the state of Israel exists, why the IDF exists, why the Jewish people said we've got to have our own country, protect ourselves, have our own military and capabilities to protect ourselves, because this will never happen again, never again. She used that terminology, which means she's directly comparing these facilities to the Nazi concentration camps, which were created to ultimately carry out the Holocaust or extermination of the Jewish people. And the Germans and the Nazis ended up killing 6 million of those Jews throughout Central and Eastern Europe. Take a listen as she invokes that second part of this.
Okay, whatever. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something.
Okay, I want to go right to Andy Economou. Andy, just to respond in light of the historical aspect. A lot of people have said, you know, who've commented on this already this morning, she needs to read a history book. But you know what? She's a member of Congress. It doesn't really matter how old she is or how she got there. She has a huge platform. The media is giving her this huge platform. So if she turns on her Instagram Live, it becomes national news that morning. So everyone's hearing her say this about our country. What is your reaction?
Shame and outrage is my reaction, that she would dare, a member of Congress of the United States would dare to compare the detention centers that are being set up in an effort to accommodate this humanity that has mastered our southern border with Oranienburg, Belsenbergen, Auschwitz, Dachau, and the horrible concentration camps that were places of death that were established by the Nazi Germans in order to exterminate an entire race of people during the Second World War. And just reading a book is not enough to reprimand her and say, you need to learn your history. She should not be in the Congress of the United States.
No, that's the truth, is that these people have no business being members of Congress. They have no business being elevated. So, you know what? They get elected. So, fine. They went through their electoral process in a very blue district. Big surprise, and they got some money, so they knock off an incumbent Democrat and win in a Democrat district. Let's make clear about one thing about her. It's not like she turned some red district blue with Democrat socialist. It was already hard left district. She just took out an incumbent who didn't take her challenge seriously. If he would have, I don't know if we would have dealt with her. And then the media decided to give her a huge platform. So with that huge platform comes big responsibility if you're going to make statements like this and compare our president to a fascist, which she also did in this, compare our detention facilities, which, by the way, most of the Democratic candidates running for office right now who have been in the Senate or House have voted to fund at one time or another. So are they funding concentration camps like Nazi death camps? I mean, is that what she's saying and comparing those votes for funding detention facilities? So why won't she support sending more beds and more humanitarian aid there again, or go visit? I mean, that is the real questions. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to the phones. Vicky in Texas on line 6. Vicky, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jordan. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Vicky.
I am really outraged over this because when I was a kid, I was a military brat, and yep. I went to Germany and went to Dachau and got to tour to Dachau, and it was a really huge learning experience. And for her to compare our country to that is very offensive, very, very offensive.
No, I mean, you realized you had that experience. How old were you at the time, you think, Vicky?
I was about 11 years old when I was
okay,
when
and you
I was
still
there.
Remember that. I have a feeling you still remember that experience pretty well because of how disturbing it was to take that tour through what was a notorious Nazi concentration camp.
It was terrible. It was horrible. And my heart all my life since that experience has gone out to the Jewish people because of that, because they were so persecuted. And I know we would never do that ever.
Right, right. And if our country is better than that, we do have a humanitarian crisis at our border. Unfortunately, Vicky, that it's people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who will not support legislation, which, by the way, doesn't include funding for the border wall. Legislation that just says, let's send more beds. Let's send more humanitarian aid. Let's get more people down there to adjudicate these claims so that we can make the process quicker. Don't have to separate families. Get, improve conditions. And guess what they do? They vote no. They want a humanitarian crisis. If there really is a crisis and they think it's so bad, you know whose fault it is? The Democrats, the left, and people like her who will not support doing anything about this border crisis, including allowing the illegal immigration to take place in the first place. So we can't secure our borders, so we can't have deportation facilities. We just have to have open borders and let people run rampant in our streets, not know who anyone is. It is such a dangerous precedent. And she went on, Andy, to even claim that the president was a fascist. Again, take a listen to this.
This is a crisis for ourselves. This is a crisis on if America will remain America in its actual principles and values, or if we are losing to an authoritarian and fascist presidency.
Annie, we have an election, November 3rd, 2020. Right. President Trump, I think, will win, but if he doesn't, there will be another president of the United States. That is not fascism. That is not authoritarianism. You can disagree with the president on policies, but this is really disturbing.
It is disturbing to analogize the president of the United States and the office of the president of the United States, currently occupied by Donald Trump, to Mussolini, to Francisco Franco's fascist regime in Spain, and to Adolf Hitler's fascist regime in Germany. How can she do this?
Yeah.
These are not just ignorant statements. Let me tell you, Jordan, these are dangerous statements.
No.
Of someone who is ignorant of history.
You realize she's saying that the crisis is President Trump, that the crisis is the fascist president and all of you fascists who voted for President Trump, not the actual humanitarian crisis. That's not what the crisis is. We'll be back on JSEC Yo Live. Go to ACLJ.org.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
We'll be right back. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
You know, that is a member of Congress who is getting way more attention than she deserves and is wielding way too much influence with the Democrat Party. Now, the conservative in me, the former, you know, Republican campaign consultant in me, says let her keep going. Because, you know what, all she's doing is burying Democrats in most of the country. You know, she might be able to get elected in very blue districts in New York and around New York City, but not in most of the country. But the American in me says this is just bad for our country. This is dangerous for our country because of the words she's using to describe us. She's calling us fascists, us Nazis. I mean, take a listen to this soundbite from AOC by 26.
A presidency that creates concentration camps is fascist. And it's very difficult to say that because it is very difficult to accept the fact that that is how bad things have gotten. But that is how bad things have gotten.
I mean, these detention facilities were there under President Obama, Andy. This is not a president who went in and said, you know what I'm going to do? You know what he said he was going to do is, let's stop having to use these horrible detention facilities, which are in not great shape. Let's build a wall so we stop the illegal immigration. We stop the human smuggling, the sex trafficking, and the drugs. But instead, the Democrats oppose that. And she's acting like he came in and said, I'm going to come in and build a bunch of concentration camps on the southern border.
Yeah.
That is just not, it's a bold-faced lie.
It's factually untrue because Obama had these detention facilities. They didn't call them concentration camps then. Oh, God forbid that we should say that President Obama, the great community activist, called these concentration camps on the Nazi style. But then Cortez now comes in because Donald Trump is the president of the United States, analogizes him to a fascist, and takes the detention facilities, which are an attempt to create a humanitarian place for these people, and which the Democrats have blocked aid to, and now she uses dangerous words. These are very dangerous. Words have meaning. Words have significance. You don't throw words around. Nazi, concentration camp, and words like exactly like concentration camps are meaningful utterances that have a great deal of historical significance to those who will open a history book and read it. And Jordan, it seems to me, if you want to hide something from Ms. Cortez, put it in a World War II history book, because that's the last place she's likely to look at.
You know, I think that there's no issue with Americans who don't have a lot of experience politically saying, in fact, I wrote a book about how encouraging people to get involved in the process, get yourself elected if you don't like the way things are in your district. But if you're going to do that, get yourself educated on some basics. And before running your mouth on very big issues like concentration camps and Nazis and the Holocaust and statements like never again and these issues, do a little research. It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't. Before making the statement, so that you even know what you're saying. Because if you do know what you're saying, then we can hold you even to more account. And you know what? Once you get elected to as a member of Congress, I'm gonna hold you to account as you knew exactly what you're doing. You know exactly what you're saying. You don't get an excuse because you're new or because you're inexperienced. You were elected. You're paid by the taxpayers. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-800-684-3110. Secretary of State Pompeo is about to brief the country on his meeting with military leaders as the U.S. has also decided to send another 1,000 troops to the Middle East, as we've been bolstering again with the amount of troops and military equipment we have available because of Iranian aggression. So we will await that news conference as well with Secretary of State Pompeo. We may go to some of that live and start taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And let's not forget all of this happening when the president kicks off his campaign tonight with a massive rally.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Bringing more folks into the conversation as well. Wes Smith, retired colonel, and again, one of our U.S. Our military analysts, and Harry Hutchinson, from our senior policy director, legal policy director, both in our studios as well. Andy and I are here in Washington, D.C., coming at you live from the studios here. We've been focused in on really these, again, topics which have gone together, which is the remarks by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last night, announcing that she believes to the world that our president is a fascist, that he's creating concentration camps on our border. We've also talked about the ICE removals that will begin next week that President Trump announced as well. Secretary of State Pompeo is about to address the country on Iran. Let's take a listen. This is live.
Really good morning. Spent time getting briefed by Generals McKenzie and his team at CENTCOM and General Clark and his team at SOCOM. The purpose of my visit was to come down here and make sure that the State Department and the Department of Defense were deeply coordinated across a whole broad range of issues. We certainly discussed the ongoing tension in the Gulf, but we talked about a much broader range of issues. If we're to deliver at the State Department on the President's diplomatic objectives, we have to be tightly woven with our military. And I appreciate General McKenzie, General Clark, and their teams spending time with me and my team today to make sure we were doing just that. We had extensive conversations about tactical, operational, strategic levels of work between our two organizations to make sure that when we present options, alternatives, policy recommendations to President Trump, we're doing so in a way that is coherent and consistent and leads the president to a fuller understanding of the challenges and opportunities connected to decisions that he makes. We certainly, as I said, spoke about the challenges in Iran. We talked about the CENTCOM decision that Secretary Shanahan and the president approved to move 1,000 more Americans into theater to make sure that we're in a position to do the right thing, which is to continue to work to convince the Islamic Republic of Iran that we are serious and to deter them from further aggression in the region. It's been our mission since the beginning of this administration to convince the Iranian regime not to move forward with their nuclear program and not to continue to engage in development of their missiles and all the other activities, the malign activities that they've been engaged in around the world. That's why we put in place the pressure campaign that's now been ongoing for a year and a couple months.
I'm going to step in here now. I mean, and we will continue to monitor this. I think it was very important, as Secretary Pompeo said there, it was, we are introducing 1,000 more troops into the theater. I want to go to Wes Smith right on that. And we will get back to the discussion, too, on the detention facilities, on the immigration issue. So if you're on the line, I know we've got full lines on those calls. We're going to get right back to that. But I do want, Wes, your comment, your reaction to Secretary of State Pompeo, the interplay he's talking about between the State Department and the Department of Defense, then briefing the president on the options with Iran. But he also, as a military man himself, Secretary Pompeo, using that term specifically, introducing 1,000 more troops into theater, sounds like things are getting more and more serious by the day.
Yeah, well, the fact that a sitting Secretary of State goes to Tampa, Florida, to MacDill Air Force Base to meet with the head of U.S. Central Command, which oversees that part of the world, as well as General Clark, who's in charge of Special Operations Command, points to the fact how serious this situation is. Iran, behind all the tensions over there, they're making a bet that in addition to their other misbehaviors, that their threat to break out of the nuclear deal and start enriching uranium to a greater levels and more of it, that somehow that will unite Europe and the international community behind them. And thus far, that does not appear to be the case. Iran is making a number of miscalculations. Of course, they attacked 4 oil tankers a month ago, and then last Thursday, 2 more oil tankers, thinking they would not get caught, and they got caught. Their fingerprints are all over that operation. Last month in Yemen, they actually shot down a U.S. unarmed drone. They tried to shoot down the one last Thursday that was filming them taking the unexploded mine off the Japanese oil tanker. And then when a Dutch ship rescued sailors, Iranian gunboats surrounded the Dutch ship, threatened them, and made them hand over the sailors to them so they could take them back to Iran. And, of course, now threatening to enrich more uranium and at higher levels, with the audacity, Jordan, to threaten Europe that if they do not give them financial aid and help them evade U.S. sanctions, that they will actually do this. And European leaders thus far have expressed resentment over this tactic by Iran and have stated that if it's proved to them that Iran was behind these attacks, that it will severely complicate their view of Iran and whether or not they will even stay in what is called the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA. And so everything Iran is doing at this point is backfiring. The intent of the United States, I am confident, is not to go to war with Iran, is to make the sanctions take a bite on Iran to the point that they will return to the negotiating table and work on a new deal, much like the JCPOA, but one that closes 3 important loopholes, Jordan. The original JCPOA that the U.S. withdrew from, it allowed Iran to pursue a nuclear weapon after 10 years. It did not explicitly forbid them testing ballistic missiles, and it made certain sites in Iran off limits for inspections to make sure that they're even complying with the agreement, and it included all military bases there. So that agreement was flawed. I think our European allies realize that, even though they're reluctant to admit it, but they are not reluctant to admit that Iran's behavior over the last week and previous to that, the last month, is completely unacceptable. These 1,000 troops going there are joining 1,500 more that were sent there last month, and they're mainly additional Patriot missile batteries, because Iran has a pretty extensive missile system, as well as engineers and then your reconnaissance and intelligence personnel as well, to keep a watch on what's going on over there.
Yeah, I don't think this is a rush to war, folks. I think it's well said, Wes. I don't think it's a rush to war. I don't think this is an administration that wants to go to war with the Islamic Republic of Iran, but sees the aggression, wants to use as many diplomatic options and non-military options as possible, including the sanctions. But it's getting closer and closer, it seems, by each incident that's occurring, to it crossing the line where there's some kind of engagement. And then what happens next? And I think that's what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was talking about, is the different options. If, you know, there was to be some kind of interaction between the U.S. military and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in the Persian Gulf, what are the options? What are the different options available? And these need to be made clear to our leaders, including the President of the United States, but who is in no way rushing into a war with Iran, even though Iran, you can say by violating this deal, by the aggressive steps, by placing the explosives on these ships, they've already justified some military action against them, some recourse. It shows you that the U.S. under President Trump is not rushing in, has learned lessons from Iraq and Afghanistan, and doesn't want to repeat those. So I think, you know, it's a very, again, that's why you're seeing Secretary of State Pompeo still taking questions about this. And we could get back to this topic as well, but I didn't want to mention as it was happening live while we were on the air. You know, Congresswoman Cortez has obviously, since we've been on the air, faced a little bit of backlash. Let me read her tweet. She goes and says this: I guess we are the shrieking Republicans. She says, quote, and for the shrieking Republicans who don't know the difference, here we go. She looked up in a dictionary.
Yeah.
Concentration camps are not the same as death camps. Concentration camps are considered by experts as, quote, experts, the mass detention of civilians without trial. And that's exactly what this administration is doing. What happens in those concentration camps, though, and I don't think she goes on, is to say that the ones she referenced by saying never again, Andy, were concentration camps, not with just to have mass detention without trial, but to have mass detention with the ultimate final solution being death,
right?
Murder.
This is a distinction without a difference. So what she's talking about, and I understand that her tweet is from an article from no less a historical source of great prudence and knowledge as Esquire magazine. That's a good source to look at about the history of the Second World War and what the Nazis did. But it shows the idiocy of the woman, and I mean that in the Greek sense of idiotikos, which means a person who has their own knowledge based upon ill knowledge and lack of knowledge. And that's exactly what she is. She is not a person with knowledge. When you use the expression never again, Jordan, you mean something. And what you mean is the Holocaust, the all-consuming fire that enveloped the Jews in World War II in Central and Eastern Europe by the Nazi Germans. You use the word concentration camp, and you try to make a distinction between that and death camps. No, there is no such distinction whatsoever.
We come back, folks. People have been holding on. We're going to start with Michael, then we're going to go to Raj, Phil, Donna, William, and Wilmer. We're going to get to all of you folks. You've been holding on the air. We're going to get to all of those calls. That's what we're going to do in our final segment. Harry Hutchinson is also joining us to comment. So whatever your topic is, whatever your question is, we're going to get to it. But we wanted to cover a lot today, and we already have. So any great calls coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. You don't want to miss it. We take calls, more lines open up, get involved at ACLJ.org. I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night for our Facebook and Periscope audience. They will see a clip of some of that interview as well on Facebook and Periscope. If you DVR that program, you can go back and take a listen while we're here in Washington, D.C. But again, we'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
All right, I'm jumping right in because we've got full bank of phone calls. People have been holding on, and we've got a team of experts here. Not like the team of experts that AOC referenced in the Esquire magazine.
That was a big thing.
To answer your questions on a whole host of issues. Let's start with Michael in New York on line four. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on. We'll get you a book, Michael. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just want to respond to the opening statements on the program about the need for bedding and other humanitarian needs down there. And I guess my comment question is anything going to prevent a private donations to help these people if our government leaders and politicians cannot come to an agreement soon, such as benefactors? We have billionaires in the country that have had altruistic and philanthropic deeds before. And the second part is, do not the religious faith groups of these people that are being detained and in these locations, do they not carry responsibility to take care of their own people?
This is really the U.S. government's responsibility. I get your concern. Listen, I think if the churches were allowed to come in and do more, I'm not saying they wouldn't. And I know in many communities they have, and they've said that they've been they have used all resources that they've had available. They've got, you know, in their own communities and in places on border towns, no beds left, no food left, so they're out of resources. So they have come to the aid. But the ultimate responsibility here, I'll go to Harry Hutchinson. I know there's been these private groups doing things, and there's billionaires in the country, but ultimately, the U.S. government, Harry, is responsible for our southern border. Congress is responsible for our immigration process under Article 1. It is not up to private citizens to have to be responsible to deal with the problem. We're supposed to elect the leaders who then deal with the problem.
I think you're precisely correct. And so really what we have to face is an absence of will by Congress and congressional leaders. It strikes me that the Democratic Party has been captured by globalized elites who favor open borders, globalized elites who oppose border security, oppose humanitarian aid and assistance, and they oppose detention even when it is done lawfully. Essentially, what we have in this country is a large cohort of individuals who oppose the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States. And so President Trump, like President Obama before him, and like President Bush and President Clinton, they all have attempted to secure the border with varying levels of success. All of those presidents have engaged in a campaign of detention. Nonetheless, President Trump faces headwinds, particularly coming from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who now claim that by simply detaining individuals who are here illegally, we are indeed creating concentration camps. This is nonsense on stilts. And one of the things that we ought to do as Americans is to call out this nonsense for what it is. It actually prevents aid and assistance from going to needy people who are on our border.
All right, folks, let's go right back to the phones. Raj in Virginia, line one. Raj, you're on the air as quickly as possible so we can get to all the calls that have been holding on.
Thank you so much. That's very nice. This is not just the elite, but we've got a whole host of people here, and they're being drawn as a magnet to all these things which we're providing for them here. And so I wanted to ask, and the question is this, what is keeping us as a people for joining in the suits which have been turned down by the courts? Because there's tremendous ground for temporary restraining orders on the court.
Well, we've got opportunities for you to do that at ACLJ.org, Raj. We are involved. You know, for the first time, really, we decided to get involved, and we could talk about this for a number, but I got to get to more calls, at the district court level on these cases. So we're not, what you know, usually we're like an appellate legal organization, not just at the trial court level, but at the appellate level when we get involved. We've actually, on these issues, started the briefing at the trial court level. at the district court level. So the ACLJ has gone to the next step to be involved throughout the entire process so that as the record is written in the case, we are involved. And that means you are involved as an ACLJ supporter or if you've signed on to one of those briefs at ACLJ.org. So great question there, Raj, and always an opportunity for people to do that up at ACLJ.org. Let's go back to the phones. Phil in New York online too. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, my friend. Unfortunately, because the left controls the media, they always have people like us on the defensive. This woman is an ignorant waitress with a big mouth and a small mind. The only reason she is where she is not because of who she is, but because of what she is. People voted for her because of her ethnicity. They share that ethnicity. Who is she advocating?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's true. I think Queens is pretty diverse. I think that they voted for her because she took on an incumbent Democrat in a blue district that didn't take her campaign seriously, so they didn't run against her. And she knocked that incumbent off. I think that her constituents are probably pretty upset with her, like with the Amazon deal. And all of those jobs that were lost there. I don't know if anyone is going to challenge her or not and whether that's worthwhile for any Democrat. I mean, it's not worthwhile. A Republican is one thing. I'm talking about like another Democrat to try to say this is a nut who should not be a member of Congress. But she is. She was duly elected. And if you run your mouth like this, then you get to be held responsible. I want to go to Wilmar's call. From Texas on line five. Wilmar, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, guys. I just have one quick comment about what's going on down at the border and what our president is facing right now. I'm originally from El Salvador. I came here when I was 11, and let me tell you, I did break the law when I came into the country because I came in illegally. I was 11 at the time. My mom left the country when there was the Civil War. And so later on, she tend to get us, you know, out of the country. But what Ocasio-Cortez is doing right now has no base whatsoever. Her comments about our president being authoritative has no sense, like I said, whatsoever. If she would want to see what an authoritative person is, she should have gone to our country. Just last year, we had an authoritative kind of government where there was so much corruption. And thank God we had new elections this year, and our new country's president, Bukele, is doing so much to get rid of this corruption in our country that I am really, really proud of it, and I hope that our country changes and that a lot of people stop leaving our country. And just one last sentence that I want to say. I know we have a little bit of time. The president is right when he's trying to protect the border, because in all of that group, I know that there's a bunch of people who mean no evil, but there is also a lot of people who are ill and they want to destroy our country. There's a lot of people who are gangsters, and I speak for our country.
Yeah.
I know what our people in El Salvador are capable of, and I know that there's a lot of bad people too, you know?
Yes. I mean, listen, when the president says we want to improve those facilities for the women, for the children, for the family, for the legitimate folks who may have broken the law but shouldn't be treated any poorly and should ultimately just be deported. They are the gang members, the MS-13. I mean, these are real issues we're facing in the drug crisis as well. Great calls today on Jay Sekulow Live. We will talk to you tomorrow. Go to ACLJ.org and get updated on all the issues.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at